Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, following a day of high drama in the Dáil yesterday, major questions continue for Sinn Féin following Mary Lou MacDonald's statements on a number of controversies surrounding the party. Well, for more reaction to those developments, I'm joined by Labour Party leader and TD for Dublin Bay South, Ivana Bacic. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire. So, thank you for inviting me on the programme.
Well, Mary Lou made that statement in the Dáil yesterday. She did an interview with the 6-1 afterwards. You say, though, that there are unanswered questions that remain. So what are they?
Well, first, Claire, I think in any discussion, and I made this point yesterday as well, in the debate on child protection in the Dáil, we do have to recall why we debate and why we need to put in place child protection measures, and that's to ensure protection of children, that there are victims and survivors who must be protected, and that's why our and indeed our societal understanding of child protection measures has moved on over the years, and that's why we need to have robust measures in place to protect victims and survivors, to ensure that abuse doesn't happen, and when it does, that then there must be robust processes in place to ensure accountability of those responsible, but also to protect and vindicate the rights of survivors and victims. So that's very important. Why Sinn Féin have questions to answer still and what they are? Well, I think that arises from that point. What we've seen arising out of all the different issues and controversies that are now engulfing Sinn Féin is three common strands, I suppose. Where you have issues with child protection, and that has arisen in particular in respect of the two particular cases of Michael McMonagle and Nuala O'Donovan. In those two, there's been a lack of regard for victims. There's also been a culture of secrecy and cover-up. And I think, thirdly, there's a concern about the processes. And I think this arises not just in those two cases, but also in the case of Deputy Brian Stanley, an issue around robust processes. Is there a parallel justice process within Sinn Féin? Is there a culture that, as I've said, is one of secrecy and cover-up? This is not new, Claire. I made this point yesterday. Our former Labour Senator Maria Cahill, really in her own case, in her own courageous disclosure, I suppose shone a light on processes 10 years ago within Sinn Féin. Unfortunately, it seems now that we cannot trust that those processes have changed.
Well, you made the point yesterday. You felt it was bizarre that Mary Lou MacDonald wasn't aware of the detail around the complaint made by Brian Stanley about Brian Stanley until last weekend. Then later on in the 6-1, Mary Lou was insistent that keeping that process independent of her was the right course of action. She is fully of the view that allowing that to happen without her knowledge, she knew that a complaint has been made clearly, but she didn't know the detail, and she feels that it was right that she didn't know the detail. What do you say?
Well, I think there's been some deliberate attempts to mislead, to obfuscate, to deflect and distract. Of course, the process of investigating or adjudicating on any complaint should be kept at arm's length from a party leader. And of course, there should be a robust process in place to deal with that with an independent committee. That's fine. Where there's, for example, you know, an allegation about conduct by a member which does not involve any allegation of criminality, that's absolutely fine. But of course, a party leader should, and this was the point I made in the Dáil, should be aware that a complaint of gross misconduct has been made against a member of their parliamentary party. Of course, the party leaders should themselves remain independent of the inquiry into that and the adjudication on it. But it's two separate things. To suggest that there was a lack of awareness about the fact of an investigation is bizarre. And I think the problem here, Claire, is that there's been some responses from senior party members, and I listened to Piers Doherty this morning, that are frankly incredible. To hear Piers Doherty say that Brian Stanley is in a difficult spot and lashing out. I suspect many listeners might have thought, well, Sinn Féin are in a difficult spot and lashing out with their points. I think the key point here is how we move on from this, however, that clearly now Brian Stanley is no longer a Sinn Féin deputy. Interestingly, he's on the Oireachtas website as an independent now as chair of PAC, but he can't remain as chair of PAC. That's been made clear by Sinn Féin. However, we've made clear for the Labour Party that we will not facilitate any alternative Sinn Féin nominee, because we don't know what we're getting with a Sinn Féin nominee at this point.
So you won't cooperate with another Sinn Féin nominee? That's your clear view?
That's our clear view. We've made that known to the Sinn Féin whip. Our whip has communicated that.
And what are the rules around that as you understand them?
Well, we're unpicking that. And I think, as Paul Cunningham said earlier, there is a lack of clarity about what happens next in respect of PAC, that is the Public Accounts Committee. There are rules around nomination chairs as a committee of selection, but normally this is done by agreement. Now, there are sometimes votes on committees of selection, and it may come to that. But the next move is for Sinn Féin to make, because it's for them now to seek to remove Brian Stanley as chair now that he's no longer a member of their party. So we await developments there, but we've made clear that we will not support a Sinn Féin nominee.
Now, Brian Stanley could be asked to make a dull statement about the complaint which led to his resignation. Do you think that he should do that?
Well, again, I've heard that suggested from within Sinn Féin. I suspect, again, it's an attempt to deflect and distract, and there's a most unedifying and unfortunate war of words going on between Brian Stanley and Sinn Féin. I looked at Brian Stanley's statement last night where he spoke of double standards and selective briefings from within his own former party. But I think it's difficult to say whether he should make a statement at this point, given that we simply don't know the nature of the complaint. We do know, because Mary Lou McDonald said yesterday, that it's not a matter of child protection, she said, but there is a complainant who referred to the impact upon the complainant. Brian Stanley has contested that. It was very difficult to know because, as I said in response to that yesterday, the key issue here, Claire, is the privacy of a complainant. It may not be a child, but certainly.
So for that reason, he should not give a statement to the Dáil. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think the focus should remain upon the processes within Sinn Féin, upon how their issues and complaints are dealt with, and on this point about whether, for example, in Brian Stanley's case, a decision was why a decision was made to refer that to An Garda Síochána only after Brian Stanley's resignation from Sinn Féin. As I said, that begs a question. When did, you know, why was it only then that a decision was taken that it reached a criminal or potentially reached a criminal standard? So I think the parallel justice question is crucial. And I do think, Claire, it's most unfortunate that we are in this circumstance where we are focusing on internal matters within a political party, but it is a political party that's the largest opposition party, and it is and I think there are serious issues here, and I said yesterday we need to look at how we can move on from this.
All right, Ivana Bacci,
brought forward a Labour bill to provide redress for survivors. Let's look at how we can bring that into law to provide vindication of rights.
All right, we need to leave it there. Thank you for joining us. That's the Labour Party leader. Philip Ryan is with us, political editor with the Irish Independent. Now, Philip, you're writing this morning that the Sinn Féin party leader Mary Lou McDonald has been accused of orchestrating an elaborate cover-up when she admitted that she didn't divulge the real reason for Senator Neil O'Donnell's sudden resignation. There are no more set-piece moments, though, for Sinn Féin to face questions on this. So where does the matter lie now as of this morning?
Well, Mary Lou McDonald has told us that she likes to put herself forward. She's the most transparent politician you could ever come across, and is happy to take questions on all this. So perhaps she will take more questions at some point, whether it be in the form of coming on with yourself or maybe doing a press conference. But the fact remains is there are an awful lot of questions that still remain about this controversy on both sides, in the case of Niall O'Donnell and the case of Brian Stanley. And indeed, the case of Michael McMonagall, there's still questions there people will have. What formats you could do that in, it is yet to be decided. There is no real function within the Houses of the Oireachtas for an opposition leader to face questions within the Dáil. So it would have to be outside of that.
But she has done Morning Ireland this week. She's done 6-1 this week. She stood up in the Dáil and gave a statement this week. I mean, what more can she do?
Well, I think there are still questions there around what happened, especially with Niall O'Donnell, between October the 5th, when he was brought to a meeting in Belfast and told by senior officials and the Sinn Féin chief whip that his actions were not acceptable. And at that point, he stepped down and he resigned. We know that's fine. That happened. And look, the Sinn Féin seemed to go about their procedures with that and followed everything that they should have done. But then there was this period between the October the 5th and December 21st, which 4 days before Christmas, that he releases a statement, and Mary Lou releases a statement as well, praising him for his work, and off he goes. We know now from some of our reporting this morning that he continued to be paid up until January 22nd of 2024 and got lump sum termination payments and some other further payments after that. But during that period, there was ample time for Sinn Féin to let the Houses of the Oireachtas know, less his employers essentially know, what the real reasons for him resigning were.
But what would be the legality around that? Because, Philip, they did refer this to the PSNI. There was no crime committed. So where do their obligations extend to in relation to those matters?
Well, I think it's about a respect for the institutions of the state and the institutions that they are elected to be upfront and straight with people and tell them, look, the reason the senator is stepping aside is not just because of his mental health reasons. Yes, that's part of it, but they were precipitated by his actions and by the consequences of the internal investigation into these inappropriate messages that he sent. And I think it is only fair on their own colleagues and the staff of the Oireachtas that people are given the full information and are told why someone is leaving, rather than have a situation where only after the reporting of Seanan Sheehan and the Irish Independent did this come out. Mm-hmm. This wasn't something that Mary Lou McDonald decided to stand up in the Dáil yesterday afternoon and relay this as a big shock. They were forced into this because the Irish Independent put it on the front page of their newspaper on Saturday. And that's the reality of this.
Right. OK, Philip, we'll leave that one there. Thank you very much. I want to focus now on what this means for the Public Accounts Committee, a hugely influential committee within the Houses of the Oireachtas. Up to now, it has been chaired by former Sinn Féin deputy Brian Stanley, who now says that he will continue to serve as an independent. Now, some members of the Public Accounts Committee have called for other opposition TDs to take over the chairing of the PAC. Let's see what might happen. Associate Professor in Political Science at DCU, Owen O'Malley, is with us now. Owen, thanks for joining us. We heard Ivana Bacic there saying that they're unpicking what this means and what this might look like now that this situation has arisen with Brian Stanley. Is he, though, still chair of the Public Accounts Committee as of this morning?
He is, and he'll remain so until he's replaced. So he could choose to step down, in which case it will be for the Business Committee of the Dáil to nominate somebody, well, for Sinn Féin to nominate somebody else, and for the Business Committee of the Dáil to put a motion to the House. And normally what happens is that motion would just be kind of accepted without a vote. Now, given that there's been a lot of kind of grumbling about a potential replacement, it seems likely now that if Sinn Féin puts a motion to the Business Committee, which then in turn puts a motion to the House, that you might have the unusual instance where you'd actually have a vote on that, in which case, you know, you have to have a majority, and it could be that a Sinn Féin nominee wouldn't get a majority in a vote if it were to happen.
Mm-hmm. And we have had some members of the Public Accounts Committee saying they wouldn't be happy to serve under another chair nominated by Sinn Féin. Do they have any say, though, over who chairs the committee?
No, the committee doesn't get to pick the chair. The chair is picked by the House. It can choose not to work with somebody, but it would mean that, you know, the work of the Committee of Public Accounts would end up grinding to a halt if the other members refuse to work with them.
Mm-hmm. And this is a competency of the main opposition party. Is that a tradition or a rule?
It was a tradition. It's now a rule, and so it's in the Dáil standing orders that committee chairs are allocated on this kind of de hant basis, so on the basis of how many votes you have in the Dáil. And the rule is that it has to be a member of the opposition that holds the chair of the Committee of Public Accounts.
Right, and but clearly it could be on a sticky wicket now. I mean, how important is it that this committee is functioning?
Well, it's the most important committee of the House generally. I mean, I think given that everybody is talking that we might have an election in the coming weeks, that an election might be called in the coming weeks, it might be easier for Sinn Féin just to do nothing and to allow Brian Stanley remain as the chair. It won't get to replace him as a member either. Sinn Féin have three members on the PAC, but it may just decide that it's easier just to let it settle. And if it's only a week or two, they could probably leave it go.
All right. Well, because
the alternative is kind of could get a bit messy for them.
Let's see how it plays out. Owen O'Malley, thank you very much for your wisdom on that one.